Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A couple of months back, federal prosecutors in the Varsity Blues college admissions bribery case reportedly made one last attempt to get actress Lori Loughlin and her husband to take a plea deal on charges they paid bribes and faked records to get their daughters into USC. Loughlin refused to take a deal, and a lot of legal analysts called it the absolute wrong move.
Well, now lawyers for Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, say they've uncovered suppressed evidence that proves their innocence. Jacob Frankels, a white-collar criminal defense attorney who formerly served as a U.S. federal criminal prosecutor of corruption and financial crimes. So, Jacob, boil this down for us. They're essentially claiming that they were kind of set up by the investigation itself, that they thought they were making donations, but then they got to be told that it was bribes and they did it any... Walk me through it.
A number of pieces. Fundamentally, what we're really talking about here is what we almost call game theory. In other words, Lori Loughlin and her husband are gambling that they're going to do better with a jury than they were with a plea. I don't want to take exception with the idea of taking a plea deal. I think what the prosecutor is doing is saying, listen, we can put this matter to bed if you're willing to accept an offer to resolve this case right now. But instead, from a game theory standpoint, they decided to move forward. Fundamentally, what they're arguing right now is, is typical when you have somebody who's cooperating with the government. They're basically alleging that they were entrapped. That is part of a defense. But what they're really focused on, having read the papers, is the concept of the word bribe. There need not be a specific word used, in other words, the word bribe being used. Yes, criminal intent is something that prosecutors have to prove. And what we're now hearing from the evidence that has come out is the concept that, well, because they were trying to force the word bribe into the conversation and have them agree to that, therefore that should be a basis for exoneration. That is not the case. It's just a piece of the evidence. And let's even take out the word bribe for one second, and I'll stop with this. And that is, a lot of this turns on state of mind, and I say criminal intent. Well, even if the word bribe was not used, that does not mean all of the facts and circumstances around the transaction itself do not lend themselves to a jury concluding beyond a reasonable doubt that what actually occurred here was a bribe. It was fraudulent conduct and all the other allegations that the U.S. government has made. So, yes, Lori Loughlin and her husband are still rolling the dice, and my view has not changed in terms of they passed up a great opportunity despite the noise that is being made right now about the evidence.
Am I correct that entrapment as a defense doesn't usually work, does it?
It typically does not, and at least with the conversations that we're hearing, that we're reading about, it would not, this does not read like entrapment. And because you do not have entrapment when someone has a predisposition to commit the offense that's alleged here. And from what we have read publicly, the impression is that there was a predisposition, an inclination to game the system in order for their children to be admitted into into select colleges. So for that reason, I do not think the entrapment defense will carry. I think what they're trying to do is sort of condition everyone towards an approach, which I would almost, which is actually referred to as jury nullification, which is, a jury really should not be convicting people of this high profile, people who are celebrities, for this conduct. I hate to transfer it into the political analogy, but without trying to take a position one way or another, if you think about what was going on in the United States Senate with the impeachment, the president was basically saying, under these facts, just do not convict, regardless of what the evidence was, and without saying there was or was not enough evidence, because I don't want to go off and go afield, that's a concept called jury nullification. And I think ultimately that's what they're going to be feeding into.
This jury is also going to presumably see, though, something that's going to be striking, and it's the photos of the teens on rowing machines, knowing full well that they weren't rowers.
Well, but they're going to see all the evidence. Again, remember, what we're getting now are snippets of evidence, and presumably Rick Singer, is going to testify. And usually the way the question is asked is, did Lori Loughlin, she and her husband, in word, substance, or effect, convey to you a willingness to engage in this conduct without the use of the word, the actually using the word bribe? And I think the answer from everything that we've seen publicly is yes. So I think this is, very often a lot of the early motions that are filed are part of building a case, one, to limit the evidence that ultimately will end up in front of the jury, and second, with a longer view towards an appeal. But I do not see despite the sharp language, I do not see anything here being a game changer.
Jacob Frankel, white-collar criminal defense attorney.